Good afternoon, fellow Blind Cool Tech listeners. This is Daryl Shandro with the Blind Access Journal blog and podcast. It's about 1:45 on a wonderful, sunny, clear Arizona afternoon. And just wanted to follow up on show number 191, covering the accessibility, or shall I say lack of accessibility, of digital audio recorders currently on the market. And you got a great show there, everyone. That's a very excellent treatment of the topic. Thank you, Larry, and thank you, Rob, for that one. It's an excellent start. I am, in fact, definitely going to be attending the Portable Media Expo and Podcasting Conference on November 11th and 12th. The registration has been completed, and so have the hotel reservations, and I have an airline ticket. So it's definite. And accessibility of digital recorders is one reason, one of a few reasons, that I have decided to take it upon myself to spend the money and take a day off of work to attend this conference. So here's what's going on. I've sent an email last week to both the Blind Casting and the Blind Cool Tech mailing list asking for feedback on which accessibility issues people would like me to bring to the attention of those in the portable media industry as well as podcasters. I'm thinking about the accessibility of digital audio recorders, MP3 players, computer software, and anything else that may be shown at the conference and may have something to do with portable media and or podcasting. I've gotten some feedback already. I'm looking for lots more feedback on issues that exist and potential ways to resolve them. And I'd like to receive that feedback by email, in writing if possible, at editor@blindaccessjournal.com. That's editor@blindaccessjournal.com. I am, in fact, writing up a Word document from your feedback describing the accessibility issues. And I am considering writing it up into a single page quick document for distribution to the exhibitors at the conference. It would explain a few issues, like, maybe the top five issues, and along with some expensive, let me rephrase that, along with some inexpensive or no-cost ways to resolve them. And then it will ask industry to become more accessible to allow us to fully participate in portable media and podcasting activities, and then it will provide contact information for Blind Access Journal. And then we'll go from there. The hope is that I will be able to help get the word out about the need for accessibility and get someone interested. Because right now, it just really seems to me that nobody cares. Well, nobody except blind people care about accessibility. We really need to find some kind of way to change that. Because it's really dangerous. Inaccessibility is dangerous. It wouldn't be so bad at all if there was always at least one sighted person around to help a blind person at all times, day or night. You know, it wouldn't be so much of a problem then, but that's just not the world we live in. Never will be. Never should be, for that matter. So it means that when information and hardware and software are inaccessible, we lose out. We are left out, or we are locked out, as I like to say. And there's nobody there that's going to pick up the pieces if we're not able to participate. Lack of participation from inaccessibility can mean an inability to obtain gainful employment or a loss of existing employment. It can also mean lack of educational opportunities and, sadly, more and more often, an inability to really participate even in leisure activities and daily living activities as well, as you were discussing in the show concerning appliances such as dishwashers and microwave ovens and washing machines and so on and so forth. So we really need to get a handle on this stuff. It's really, really, really serious. If it's really the only thing that we as a blind community really focus on, accessibility, then we need to do it, because we may eventually find ourselves with the right to do anything we want, but the ability to do nothing, to do none of it. And I'm not willing to accept that, and I hope that the rest of the blind community is not either. So we have to, we must do something about it. And there's nobody else that's going to ultimately look out for us. It's us. It's our responsibility. We need to. Yes, we do need to be reasonable, but ultimately, reasonableness does not mean complete inaccessibility. It probably means something halfway in between no accessibility at all and perhaps the full and complete accessibility we might like to have in all things all the time. I'm hearing a big truck, so let's see what that does. I'm actually outside of my office on a lunch break, so I'm using my lunch break to do accessibility advocacy work. In this case, the show follow-up to your wonderful Accessible Recorders show. I do that often. I use lunch hours to do this. I use an hour or so before I leave for work in the morning to do this. Sometimes I'm podcasting on the bus and on the way to work, so that's included. And then I spend time after work doing this sort of thing, hoping one of these days to see some sort of tangible fruits of all this labor. But anyway, I don't want to get too philosophical. I just wanted to say thank you for the show. It is a great one, and let's keep it up, and let's get to the point. Let's get to the point so that by sometime next year. Okay, let's see. Let's see if by the time CSUN rolls around in March of 06, let's see if we can't either have some sort of accessible digital audio recorder, or more likely, at least be hearing about plans for at least one company to build accessibility into their next digital audio recording product. That's probably more realistic at this point. So let's see if we can't do that. And that would be an excellent goal. And please, everyone, give me your feedback, either through Blind Cool Tech or send it to me directly at editor@blindaccessjournal.com. That's editor@blindaccessjournal.com. Please also check out the blog and podcast at blindaccessjournal.com for all sorts of information about accessibility advocacy efforts. And let me just leave you with something to think about. Yesterday, Tuesday the 24th, Rosa Parks died at the ripe age of 92. Yep. She was the lady who did not get up. Did not give up her place on the bus to a white person. Because that's how things were done at the time. And she finally had enough. I think it's interesting because at the time she didn't really have any lofty goals of changing the world. But she sure did it anyway, didn't she? I think we need to think about the success that was brought on for the African American community by people like Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King Jr. And I think we really need to see accessibility issues in that light, because inaccessibility, especially when we ask for the accessibility and we're just totally ignored, that form of inaccessibility is tantamount to a no blind people allowed sign. You can read more about the no blind people allowed sign over at blindaccessjournal.com. Very good reading for you over there. Okay, everyone, well, that will about do it. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to all of the wonderful, informative content I know is just coming down the pike, probably coming into my iPod or at home just as I speak, from Blind Cool Tech. Love the show. Keep it up, Larry and gang. Have a great day. This is Daryl Shandro with the Blind Access Journal, signing off.